Good morning. Changeable weather conditions across interior New York and New England today as a front is draped across the region from about Burlington down toward New York City, right along the state line of New York and New England. On the east side of the front in New England, temperatures are still mild and in the 60s with rather muggy conditions and numerous showers. To the west of the front, mainly in the Hudson Valley and points west, much cooler air is flowing in. We still have rain showers, but also areas of fog and a gusty west breeze. A wave of low pressure in the mid-Atlantic region will travel up and along the front from south to north and through the region, keeping showers in the forecast pretty much all day long. Depending on which side of that front we lie on will determine our high temperatures, with readings generally in the 60s and holding to the east of the front, and temperatures to the west of the front sliding back through the 50s and some places even staying in the 40s, particularly out in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. As that wave of low pressure pushes through overnight tonight, everyone will see a cool down back through the 40s, even some 30s across the higher terrain, and more unsettled weather will be in the forecast with mainly rain showers. However, parts of the highest terrain in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains could even see some wet snow mixing in by tomorrow morning. Low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will cut off from the main flow and sit over top of us tomorrow with a cool pool of air. Temperatures will struggle to get back through the 40s and perhaps up toward the 50-degree mark, but with plenty of clouds and a raw north to northeast wind, it's going to be a down start to the holiday weekend with frequent rain showers through the afternoon and into the evening. We start to improve things on Saturday night, still plenty of rain showers around, then cloudy skies to start the day on Sunday, but with the low pressure center lifting out, we stand to see less in the way of wet weather on Sunday, but still plenty of clouds. Any breaks of sunshine will allow temperatures to climb back through the 50s and up toward the 60-degree mark by late in the afternoon. Much better weather and easily the best of the 3 days will be on Monday for Memorial Day. With high pressure starting to build in, we'll go back to more sunshine, and this will allow temperatures to climb through the 60s and up toward the 70-degree mark. The warming trend continues well into next week, with highs through the midweek period in the 70s and up toward 80 degrees, with the next chance of a shower or thunderstorm arriving on Wednesday. Taking a look at significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northeastern Colorado into western Nebraska and northwestern Kansas. Rich, low-level moisture will advect northward through the central plains, and the atmosphere will become moderately unstable over the region. Storms are expected to develop initially over the higher terrain and spread northeastward through the high plains. This area will reside just southeast of the stronger flow aloft and with shear supportive of a few supercells. Isolated large hail and damaging wind will be the main threats, though a couple of tornadoes will also be possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Shreveport, Louisiana at 7:56 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Porto Rose, Sylvania at 5:30 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light rain and fog at 46 degrees with a southwest wind at 20 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 60 degrees, the dew point 57, 90% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 gusting to 24 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.70 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Pecos, Texas, to a low of 15 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms near 70, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine and breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 71, that's 11 degrees above normal. 0.18 of an inch of rain yesterday, bringing the monthly total now to 3.68 inches, which is 1.08 inches above normal, and 11.77 inches for the season, which is 2 inches below normal. There were 6 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday, 24 now for the month, and also 24 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 92 set in 1964, and the record low 29 in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:20 p.m. 14 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, becoming breezy and turning much cooler with showers today. Temperatures falling into or remaining in the 40s. Rain and fog tonight, perhaps some wet snow across the higher terrain with lows in the lower 40s back into the 30s in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the 60s. Rain and fog tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy, and much cooler with showers today, temperatures falling into or remaining in the 40s. Rain and fog tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain today and possibly a thunderstorm, temperatures holding near 60. Rain and fog tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy, becoming breezy and turning much cooler with showers today and temperatures falling into or remaining in the 50s. Rain and fog tonight, lows in the lower to mid 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, raw, and cool with showers in the upper 40s and lower 50s. 60 on Sunday with some breaks in the clouds. Still a risk of a shower, though. Mostly sunny Monday in the upper 60s. Mostly sunny Tuesday, lower to mid-70s. Mid-70s with increasing clouds Wednesday. And mostly sunny and warm on Thursday with a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. Have a great holiday weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.